are what you are. Like, if you quack like a duck, sound like a duck, it probably is a duck kind of thing.
Truer words have never been spoken.
Fire!
You mean a duck is a duck? Wow. And that's Yannick Hansen from the opening segment of today's show. Yannick, our Friday analyst, essentially saying, yeah, the Canucks are what they look like right now because it's been pretty consistent through these first number of games. This up and down kind of feel about them, the amount of poor performances on home ice. And it's not necessarily you are what your record says you are, because the record, again, still pretty good. 8-4-3 on the season. 10th best point percentage. But as I said on Twitter or Blue Sky earlier today, you'd be lying to yourself if you were to think that everything is okay with the Vancouver Canucks.
Yeah, I mean, the record could be misleading at the end of the day. You know, and there's a lot of things they have done well, and there's a lot of quality on this team, I still believe. And there's still early in the season, and having banked the points is positive. But yeah, it's a trend that if they continue on, those positives are going to shrink, and all of a sudden we'll be sitting here, we won't be talking about 100-point pace or 110-point pace. We'll be talking about, can you make the playoffs? And you don't want to have that discussion in a couple of weeks.
It is the open on Canucks Central. Let's do it.
Welcome to the open.
Oh! That's your home. Are you too good for your home? Answer me!
Yes, the open on the Vancouver Canucks and our take on it. A ugly, ugly loss to the New York Islanders last night. 5-2 was the final. The Canucks put, I guess somewhat of a pushback in the third period, very light pushback in the third period. And the first two were arguably some of the worst hockey we've seen in the Rick Tocchet era. And it builds off of a stretch that is unconvincing, especially on home ice. Yeah, you've got this win against Calgary on Tuesday, but beyond that, three of the last four on home ice, actually four of the last five on home ice, have not been great. This Islanders game, the Edmonton Oilers game, especially the third period in that Edmonton game, the final 40 minutes against the New Jersey Devils, super ugly. The Carolina Hurricanes, 4-3 overtime loss. Kevin Lankinen kept them in that one as they made a late comeback to get a point. Shootout loss to the Flyers on night two of the season on home ice. And then the other home game this season, blowing a big lead in the third period to the Calgary Flames. This is a theme on home ice, and it's not one that you can be proud of. It's one that is concerning for a team that we have pretty high expectations for.
Yeah, and I mean, ultimately, you can't treat your paying customers the way the Canucks have treated them on home ice so far this year, especially, I mean, at any time, doesn't matter, but especially when you're coming off a year where you had success, you have new people coming to the building. We all know that times are not easy for everybody. I know people are passionate, and it's hard-earned money that they're spending to go to these games, their time as well, and you deserve better. It's as simple as that. That's why the head coach came out and addressed the fans, first of all, and apologized, right? I mean, they're very aware and cognizant of this, right? And that's the issue, despite the fact they have a good record and despite the fact they're in a fine position in the standings, that there's still immediacy and urgency because you can't treat your paying customers like that. They understand it. They acknowledge it. The thing that it makes you wonder about is, where is the leadership?
Yeah.
Because Yannick spoke about it too. It's like, the coach can't make you skate hard. The coach can't make you win battles. He can tell you everything you need to know, but ultimately, you have to find it within yourself. And that coach has pushed a lot of right buttons with these guys, right? At the same time, we get to a point where the leadership group has to have the accountability and the self-policing to not allow these things to happen. You can lose games. You can work hard and lose. Like, I never criticize this team for losing a game that I thought they played well in.
Yeah.
I criticize certain things, but I'll defend them. I'll be like, hey, you know what? Hey, it was hockey. Sometimes it happens, man. Like, I don't think they were that bad. I've had this conversation with so many listeners over the years where, hey, you lose games. Even the score might be 4-2, but hey, it wasn't as bad as you think. There were a lot of things that kind of went wrong. There's none of this.
No.
Not last night, not against the Oilers, and not against the Devils.
Yeah.
That's inexcusable. So when you have performances like that, it's fair to question, where is the internal leadership?
There's been too many Groundhog Day type feels on home ice this season. And for a lot of paying customers, you know, it's fair to feel like, to a certain level, this is going to sound harsh, but like, you're disrespecting your fan base a little bit when you put out performances like that on home ice. Like, last night was dreadful. It was a tough watch, especially through the first 40 minutes. The Devils game, very difficult. That third period against the Edmonton Oilers, game 8, whatever you want to call it, it's not good enough for a team with big expectations for this year. And I, speaking to the leadership comment that you just made, I found it really interesting what Rick Tocchet had to say today at practice, where he took, again, much like he did last night, took a little bit of blame on himself, but when he does that, it makes me think beyond just the blame he's putting on himself as the head coach. Here's what Rick Tocchet had to say.
Well, I think I've been too soft this year. That's the first time I think I've ever said anything. It wasn't even that bad. Our efforts aren't good at home. Accept it and move on. That's the way we got to look at it. And we worked hard in practice today. Focused when it's time to focus tomorrow. We got 2 games in 48 hours. A lot of things can change. My job is to get their energy level. I think we do. Talk to some players. They got some good energy today. Got a hard-working team coming in tomorrow, and we got to just be ready to play.
Rick Tocchet, it's a question for me and McIntyre, essentially saying, asking, what do you got to do to get these guys to go harder? And he feels he's been too soft on them. That, to me, speaks volumes, because oftentimes, especially early in Rick Tocchet's tenure, you know, he talked about wanting to give more leash to the leadership group. At some point, they've got to do it themselves. They've got to bring it upon themselves to prepare themselves and get ready as any adult would for their daily life. Coach is going to put them in a position to succeed, but you've got to be the one that prepares yourself, that does the work on the ice. Coach can only get you so far. And for him to say that he's been too soft tells me that he's tried to give them a little bit more leeway here, a little bit more leash to police themselves and do that kind of a thing, and they haven't done it. And they haven't lived up to that. And it brings back bad habits, things that we saw before Rick Tocchet got here, the poor starts on home ice, the poor games on home ice, that Bruce Boudreau run where they were close to getting back into the playoffs against all odds, and then, you know, Detroit or Buffalo would roll into town in a stinker of a first period. It would be just an absolute gong show and pull them back out of a playoff spot or sniffing around the playoffs. I mean, these are things that have plagued this team in the past, and it makes me wonder, do they, like, the biggest part of their identity that they've lost here so far this season, especially in these home games, they're just not working hard enough. And that's something, that's something you shouldn't be talking about for a team that part of their identity last year was their blue-collar mentality, and how it was so consistent on a night-to-night basis that they were considered by the end of the year one of the hardest teams to play against. And you see what you saw last night. You see what you've seen against Edmonton, New Jersey. They're not that hard team to play against on home ice so far this year. And it's mostly because they're just not working hard enough. And that's on them more than anybody else.
It absolutely is. And we've seen them, as you mentioned, a few years back, what it looked like when they didn't have that work ethic and that attention to detail. And we saw what it looks like when they do. So we know what they're capable of, and we also know what they're capable of not doing, too, right? And that's where the concern comes in, and it makes you a bit nervous because you've seen it before. You wonder, what is the which is your truer nature? Is it what we saw last year, or is it the other team, right? The license I will extend them is, it's a different mentality, and there's a different level that you need going from where they were last year, where excitement with the new coach, we're catching teams off guard, nobody believes in us, and you kind of had that going for you, got off to this great start, there's complete buy-in, and you were catching teams off guard, right? And as the season went on, you know, people caught up to you, and you know, we saw how the regular season went, but obviously a very successful year. You're not sneaking up on anybody this
no.
year. And maybe there isn't the right mentality, hasn't developed yet to truly understand what it takes to be the hunted. And that may take some time, and it may take some time for you to truly understand the level it takes. Like, we can't just work as hard as we did last year.
Got to work harder.
Even harder, right?
And got to embrace hard.
And you can't just be, and as much as you want to stay even keeled, you can't have your meter be too low.
Mm-hmm.
You still got to push.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be even keeled.
You still got to find a level of urgency.
Exactly. You can't lack urgency, right? Yeah. And there's a balance you have to find over the course of a season. So again, it's early in the season. I'm not hitting any panic buttons. Like, again, we're criticizing. I have concerns, and there are things that they do have to do better. But there is a level of growth that had to happen this year. And to the point that you made, I think the coach is trying to extend as much time as possible here. Figure it out. Okay, we'll figure it out. It'll be okay. But when you have these types of home losses, mm-hmm. it comes to a head.
Yeah.
And it's come to a head. And whether you feel comfortable in the standings or not, that grace period's gone. Maybe you could have extended a bit longer if you didn't have these really bad home games, right? Maybe you could have pushed to 2025 games, but it's over now.
Yeah.
You know, whether you like it or not, you have to mature and understand where you're at in the season now.
You have three more home games on this homestand: Chicago, Nashville, Saturday, Sunday, and the New York Rangers next Tuesday. You want to be above 500 when you close out this homestand. But in order to do that, you're going to have to win all three games. So a tough task for the Vancouver Canucks with a bit of this hole that they dug themselves in, the way that they continue to play on home ice. It was appalling last night, okay? And that's not what you should expect from this team. You should expect more of this team. They should be better than they were a year ago. With the assets they've spent to put this team together, mm-hmm. the amount of money they spent in free agency, adding pieces to allow this team to find another level, you should have high expectations of what this team should and can be. And we have not seen that yet. And for me, when I look at especially last night, again, it comes down to your identity as a team. You have to work hard, and you're not doing that. When Rick Tocchet says we're playing light, that's like one step. That's one tier above saying that we played soft.
Well, he just said on the clip that we just played, I wasn't even that bad.
Yeah.
Because he didn't call them soft, but he said everything else. You know what I mean? Like he was still nice about it.
Yeah.
And he said right off the top, don't ask me about individuals. This was as mad as he's been all year, and he was critical, and he still held it back.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a warning he just sent today, saying, yeah, like I've given them time. I've been too nice. And even last night wasn't that bad. If you think that's scathing, come on. You haven't seen it yet.
He can be worse. And, you know, we've seen it at times. Like, he's pulled out the soft comment, you know, one of his first games, that Seattle game, where they got absolutely blasted at Climate Pledge Arena.
I don't want to call it soft, but.
Yeah. Yeah, and he did that, game three last year against the Philadelphia Flyers?
Yeah, I don't want to call it. He doesn't say they're soft, but you know, kind of like, I don't want to say soft, but.
Yeah.
You know, you bring up the word soft, you're saying soft, you know?
If it quacks like a duck. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So. And what the coach is feeling, I feel is a lot like what you are feeling as a fan of this team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see how light the schedule has been. You see how soft the schedule has been. And you're like, this record, the fact that we're off to a good start, it is a product of the soft schedule we've had to this point. That's what you feel as a fan. We see it on our text message inbox. I'm sure you saw it a ton in the post game last night. The only reason the record is what it is because of how soft the schedule has been. And you're not completely wrong, because in games that they have played against higher level competition, most of them, not all, most of them, they've been played off the ice.
Yeah, I mean, they have. They've had some good, like, the thing about the season is, like, they've had some legitimately good performances, too. It hasn't been this, like, it's very different from 2 years ago, where it was, like, they were losing every game, right? And, like, they dug a hole for themselves. Like, they're still, like you said, top 10 in the league in point percentage.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that as a banner you should hang from the rafters and hold it tight at night and feel good about things, but the truth of the season is it's a mixed bag.
Yeah.
And well, you see some good is, and some bad, like some really bad.
The record is a product of their schedule, yes, more than it is a product of their play and their process.
Yeah, it's fair. But I also think we've seen a lot of good things, too. That's why, like, I see people texting, and this person's like, I agree with you guys. There's too much talent in this team to label them as a mediocre team regardless of their record. Do you think maybe it's a chemistry issue and maybe they should stick with their line mates a bit more to gel? I'm at a point, though, now, this isn't what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Like, chemistry. Like, it's an effort thing. It's a consistency
effort
thing.
They're not working
thing.
Hard enough. They're not bringing their work boots to the ice. Like, I don't know what else to say. It seems so cliche and stupid, but they didn't work hard enough last night. That's what I saw.
That's what Yannick said, too, right? We can sit here and talk about chemistry. We can talk about game plan. Hockey's about battles.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the mindset to go out there and win battles, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And to me, that's where we're at. Because I think they can play hockey, right? They've shown they can play a clean game. They've shown they can defend well. They've shown they can score a bit. They've shown they can have a good PK. They've shown that they can pressure teams and do things. Like, there's stuff that we've seen them capable of doing. It's the effort thing that you led off this entire thing with. That's the core issue, especially with these home games and especially in really poor performances. You don't have to have a 10 out of 10 effort every game.
Yeah.
But your baseline can't be like, your baseline has to be high.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have your floor of effort be a 4.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be higher.
Well, and it's only going to get harder to have your effort and maintain a high level of effort on a night-to-night basis. I mean, they're coming up. I think last night kicked off a stretch where they're playing 14 games in 29 nights. Okay, think about that. They've played 15 games through this little bit of the season, and the season started on October 9th. So we're talking over, you know, 35, 36 days. The schedule, not only has it been a soft schedule competition-wise, it's been a soft schedule as far as the load of it as well. Like, they're not playing back-to-backs, threes and fours. They haven't had a back-to-back to this point yet of the season. Their first one is going to be Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah,
it's been a light schedule.
For sure. It has been. But at the same time,
so there's, like, no reason for your effort to be where it's been in a lot of these games.
No, it's not. And at the same time, though, it's like, we're not talking about something that, to me, is going to take a necessarily a long time to rectify.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their game hasn't fallen apart so far that we're talking about just rebuilding the basics.
Yeah.
Like, it's the basic core of effort. And again, it's not acceptable.
Yeah.
You come out and have two good efforts on the weekend, you take care of business the rest of this homestand, like, the mood's going to be completely different. Like, this, mm-hmm, is, to me, it's not something like, it's like, hey, these guys got to go out there and win like 9 out of 10 to convince us again. It's like, literally close out this homestand strong. Yeah.
Well, to me, you're at a crossroads a little bit of like, you can be where you're at right now and let this continue to snowball, or you can change yeah, the narrative and change it for the better.
For sure. But I think you can do that pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You know, and it has to happen quickly. And especially because it's home ice. You have three games on home ice.
Yeah.
Like, you have to treat these three games, and I'm not saying like playoffs or like your season depends on it, but it's like, you haven't done your job, number one, the way we expect you to do it for the standards that we're setting as an organization. And number two, we owe our fans now.
Yeah. You owe your fans some better performances.
Like, you got to close this homestand out a lot stronger. Like, you have to. And if the effort's a problem on Saturday,
mm-hmm,
against the Blackhawks,
yeah,
or even on, I don't care,
oh,
that
look,
you're
the
tired.
The Blackhawks, they're going to have money on the board for Connor Bedard, his 100%. First game in Vancouver. Like, they're not going to come in here and play like slouches.
No, and honestly,
for as bad as a team as they might be.
And depending on who they have in goal, both goalies haven't been terrible.
Yeah.
Like, Mrazek's given them a little something. Like, so it's not going to be an easy game. And let's not forget the game the Canucks played in Chicago.
Nashville's already playing desperate. And,
yeah,
and they're going to be the more rested team when they come in on Sunday night.
And we saw how they played against Chicago and Chicago. Like, they had a decent game, but Chicago, you know, had a lot of chances. Lankin, yes, made a lot of big saves to ensure they won that game in the third period. It wasn't just this cakewalk of a performance, yeah, against the Blackhawks.
They didn't love their game against the Blackhawks.
No, they didn't. So, to me, the effort can't be a question. And I don't care that it's a back-to-back against Nashville. Again, like, this is the position you put yourself in.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to see, like, the effort be, again, you don't have to be 10 out of 10. But if I see anything under an 8,
yeah, then it's not going to look good for this Canucks team. Keep your text coming in, 650-650 on the Dunbar Lumber text message inbox. We've also got a mailbag coming up after 5 o'clock. The Canucks Central Roundup. What happened today with the Vancouver Canucks? Kevin Lankinen was given a maintenance day after the heavy workload. He's played 12 of 15 games so far, so it was just Thatcher Demko and Artur Shilov's on the ice today at practice. The expectation is Shilov's gets one of the two starts over the weekend which one that is, we do not yet know. No Vincent Desharnais at practice either today. Rick Tocchet saying that he tweaked something and they felt it was better to give him the day off the ice. Does that mean we see Noah Juulsen come back into the lineup? We'll have to wait and see. As far as the lineup goes, little bit of a tweak. We mentioned it in the opening segment of the show, but Suter, Miller, and Lekkerimäki are remaining together. Pettersson and DeBrusk will stay together as a duo, but now Kiefer Sherwood is coming up to play right wing with those two, as Sat put on the various socials with an eyes emoji towards Kiefer Sherwood.
I'm excited about Sherwood.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Excited about Sherwood.
I believe texters Austin and Langley saying that they should call it the central line.
The central line.
Or the guarantee line, because I guaranteed 30 goals for Jake DeBrusk,
right,
and Sat guaranteed 68 goals for Kiefer Sherwood.
Well, 72 or 69, yeah. depending on
who you ask.
You guys have been high on Pettersson, too.
Yeah. We have been high. So, yeah, I mean, should we call it the high line? or like, people are like, you got to be high to support this team. But I would say, I'm excited for Sherwood, but I mean, let's be honest. Again, like, you know, we joke about the Sherwood thing. I'm a huge fan of his game, and he's turned out to being from being a fourth liner to like a legitimate third line middle six winger who's going to give you a lot, right? And I think this is what he can do. We spoke to Yannick about how he took the step, you know, a couple weeks back from being a fourth line guy that kind of fought for his spot in the lineup, to a player who kind of became a middle six winger who played on the PK, played up the lineup at times with the Sedins, would get some time sometimes with Kessler as well. So he went up and down a lot. I think Sherwood can be that. Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of the ceiling of Sherwood's game, which means for a spell, yeah, he can go and do these things. But he has to prove that he has the IQ like Yannick had to play off star players, to be able to do the things they need from you to be able to play off of those guys. And that's something that not every player can do, and that's going to determine how long the stay is for Sherwood. And I don't think it's a long-term thing here for him, but I'm excited to see it. And I think that as far as trying to dig pucks out, creating energy and creating some havoc and maybe opening some space for Pettersson, I think is a really good thing. And I'm excited to see Pettersson, hopefully for a spell, be the focal point on his line.
Yeah,
he was fine with Garland. He's played better with Garland. We know Pettersson can and should be driving a line.
Yeah.
That's a step I want to see from him here, too.
And, I mean, he was driving a little bit of push from the Canucks in that third period last night against the Islanders, if that is what we can call it, a push. It was still mostly perimeter stuff that they were getting in the third period anyhow. Bluger, the third line is back together. Bluger, Joshua, and Garland, or some of our listeners call it the JBC line. The fourth line, Ratu with Danton Heinen and Nils Hoglander. The D pairs look like Hughes, Hronek, Susi Myers, Brännström, Juulsen, of course, with Desharnais out. Mm-hmm. So that's what the lineup looked today. Rick Tocchet looking for answers after the team struggled again on home ice last night. An interesting thought just before we close the segment. Lekkerimäki scores his first goal in the National Hockey League. And it was the main sort of positive to take from a Canucks perspective. If you were at the game last night, it's probably the only thing you want to remember about last night's matchup at Rogers Arena. Yannick Hansen, though, in the opening segment of the show, still unconvinced of Jonathan Lekkerimäki through first two games as a Canuck.
Well, I think the biggest thing for him was the physicality, and it needs him to get a little bit faster. I mean, watching him live in person a couple of games, I did not notice the lack of pace. I'm going to look a bit closely maybe to see kind of what Yannick talks about it. Maybe it's making quicker decisions, moving quicker in certain spots. But I didn't notice a lack of pace necessarily in his game. But he is light. Mm-hmm. And as the schedule gets tougher and tougher, as games start compounding, and as you get beat up a little bit, it's harder and harder to go to those areas and to be able to withstand. That's going to be a challenge. You know, like, I don't question his skill level of doing it. It's just, is he ready for the rigors of doing it? And can he repeat good performances consistently through the rigors of a tough NHL season, right? And I think that's a part of what Yannick is worried about.
You can go back and listen to that portion of today's show on podcast with your favorite podcatcher. All right, coming up, the mailbag on Canuck Central. It's next on Sportsnet 650.
discussing the biggest stories that matter to Vancouver sports fans. Halford and Brough in the morning. Subscribe and download the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.